Revoice Podcast Network. The mic is ours.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Common Talk, the podcast with common conversations and random outcomes. I'm your host, Gabriel, and let's get right into it. Hello, everyone. This week's question is, what is your worst classroom experience? And this week, we're joined by...
Sky.
All right, Sky, what is your worst classroom experience?
Okay, so this one goes all the way back to eighth grade. I had this teacher named Miss Haney for my eighth grade English class. And was it eighth grade? Yeah, it was eighth grade. And there was this kid in my class who will rename, who will remain nameless, but he was a strange character. I have vivid memories of looking over to his desk and his computer and him looking up like Nazi memes and stuff. He was a strange guy. And there was this one thing that happened with him and another kid where he got really angry and threw a chair at the kid, and the other kid caught it, but that was a whole other thing. But the story goes, we're all in class, and some friends and I decided that we wanted to prank the teacher. And we kind of devised this plan that one of the kids would just get up and run out of the classroom randomly, and hopefully the teacher would follow him. So he does that, and he runs out of the classroom, and the teacher is like, what's going on? And follows him out. And there's this Rubik's Cube, and we just wanted to throw the Rubik's Cube like back and forth amongst the students in the class. And I threw it to a guy who wasn't paying attention, apparently, and it went past his head and exploded when it hit the wall. So there's Rubik's Cube shattered all over the room. And she comes back in, and she sees the pieces of the Rubik's Cube, and is like, what happened with the Rubik's Cube? What's going on? And that kid who looks up the Nazi memes raises his hand, and he's like, Sky threw the Rubik's Cube at this, at the other guy. And I got, like, I think 2 weeks of silent lunch, which was basically you had to go to a room and eat your lunch and not speak for every lunch period for 2 weeks. So screw that kid.
What other kind of things happened with your school system? Are there any other things like relating to that that happened?
Oh, man. So there was, you can actually go read about this. The Washington Post wrote an article about my high school.
Oh, wow. What high school is this?
Jefferson Forest High School.
Okay.
In Forest, Virginia.
And what happened there?
So we had a country, not a country club. We had a spirit day. And the spirit day was country versus country club, which is an awful idea just to start. And so all like the affluent white conservative kids wore Vineyard Vines and Sperry's and just North Face and, you know, rich clothing. And all the country kids just brought like huge Confederate flags and wore them around their bodies. And
oh,
then
boy.
Ended up taking like a big picture with all of them. And there was this one girl who posted on Snapchat that was like, talking about Hitler and stuff. It was weird. And she was like, you can take the girl out the country, but not the country out the girl. I don't know, man. It was awful. And so they posted the picture on the internet, and it, you know, got to the school board. And at first the school board did nothing about it. And they were like, oh, that's free speech. And and eventually, after a couple months, they ended up banning any kind of Confederate flag or like don't tread on me flag from the premises of the school, which, good job. The limit of what you can do is that, and that's what they did. And then, I don't know how it got to the Washington Post, but the Washington Post wrote an article about the high school.
Anything else you'd like to add here, Sky?
Thank you for letting me speak on this podcast.
Yes, sir. Thank you for joining us. Appreciate it. We're back here, and we're joined by...
Molly.
Molly. And Molly, what is your worst classroom experience?
My worst classroom experience was with this teacher I had an elective class with. This was her first year teaching, but she was very bad at it. She was very rude. She kind of had like opposite attitudes with like specific classes throughout the day. She was loud and yell, like she would just yell at us all the time. And then the year after I had her, I found out that her husband was in prison because they ran some sort of company together, but it was actually a front for a larger gun company, and he took a plea deal so that she wouldn't go to prison, and I'm just really happy that my gut told me that she was just a bad person.
Oh, wow. We're joined here with...
Glennie, chicas.
All right, and Glennie, and what is your worst classroom experience?
So it wasn't in a classroom, but it was like the school system or a school county. So I used to work for the school county over the summer, and one of my bosses got arrested because he was smuggling money from the county. And the way he was doing it was he was stealing laptops and then like selling them and then keeping that money. And then my coworker was with him. And the coworker that I knew him because my mom also worked in the same place and she was friends with his mom. So they both got arrested, but I didn't see the arrest happen because I left early. Okay. But it happened the moment I left.
Dang.
Like police came over, they arrested him, put him in handcuffs, took him out, and like he had like a wife, two daughters and everything. It was like all over the news, but like it wasn't public to the county.
We're back here joined by
Reno Wilson.
Reno Wilson. And Reno, what is your worst classroom experience?
All right, well, this is a story passed down to my dad.
Okay.
And granted, it's not exactly his worst time. It's more like his classmates' worst time. He was telling me that during lunch break, he's decided, you know what, screw it. He wanted to have some fun. Because back then, they didn't have internet or phones or whatnot. So he apparently grabbed chocolate laxatives.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, no. This isn't going where you think it's going. He slathered it all over something that the seagulls would like because this was in San Diego at the time, so he had seagulls galore. So he slathered it. He slathered the laxative all over whatever the heck he had for lunch that day. Shed it all over the place, threw it, and let the seagulls eat. Him and his brother and his little gaggle of friends just went right under a tree, and then his. Literally right on cue, the seagulls started crapping all over the place. We play the Valkyrie theme song. It just started crapping all over everybody. Everyone started running around, just screaming their heads off.
Yeah, was that his school?
Yeah, that was his school.
That's so funny. Yeah,
he would get in so much trouble. Yeah,
no, oh, my Lord.
Nobody found out because, of course, how could you? It's just like some random people just decided to throw laxatives. And yeah. I'm pretty sure those seagulls are probably dead, but that's what it is. It was cut down the gene pool. The ones that survived are now probably resistant to laxatives, and now it's their children, too.
All right, we're back here, joined here with...
Chloe.
All right, Chloe, and what is one of your worst classroom experiences?
I don't think it impacted me that much, but I remember in middle school, good start. Our classroom, better start. There was a kid who would just, they would just mix all the paints in the water, and someone would be like... you won't drink that. And there was no incentive, but this was a repeated thing. Just one time. So I can't think of a specific time, but I think there was a time they just put all the art materials in one thing and he was just going at it more than one sip.
So this guy's drinking painting.
Habitual paint drinker.
So is this oil-based paint? Do we know what kind of paint we're dealing with?
I think we had digestible safe paint because of this kid.
Okay. Well, do you know if there's any long-standing medical issues with this person?
I haven't talked to him in a while, so I don't know.
Man, so would he just be the only one to drink it? He just passed around.
He wouldn't make it, but kids would come up to him and be like, "You won't drink this." I don't know, middle school behavior.
Very, very interesting. I bet he was the same kid at the sleepovers who just dump all the condiments in a cup. All right, everyone, we're back here joined by.
Eric.
All right, Eric, and what is one of your worst classroom experiences?
I think it's back in eighth grade, same thing as you. Whenever I first came to America, just my English teacher assumed that I just speak fluent English. Apparently I don't. I mean, I didn't at the point. And then she was just she wanted me to read a paragraph of literature in a book run by Hamilton, I think. And then I couldn't read it, and then she thought I was being disrespectful. I literally had to tell her in my poor English, just had me no speak no English, and then she wouldn't believe me.
Dang, so...
And then I got written up because of that, and yeah. I had to text my mom, and she said, damn.
Thank you for tuning in to Common Talk, the podcast with common conversations and random outcomes. I'm your host, Gabriel, and remember to comment, subscribe, and listen to our other podcasts on the Revoice Network.
Revoice Podcast Network. The mic is ours.